From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A dramatic acknowledgement of guilt by the lawyers for Jahar Tsarnaev in court today. They say the now 21-year-old man did plot and carry out the Boston Marathon bombings 2 years ago and was responsible for killing a total of four people. NPR's Tovia Smith reports Tsarnaev's lawyers are fighting to spare him the death penalty.
Defense attorneys could not have been more clear. Tsarnaev's, quote, senseless, horribly misguided acts that caused unbearable grief were, quote, incomprehensible and inexcusable. But defense attorneys say there's more to the story about why he did it. They argue Tsarnaev's older brother was the real violent Islamist extremist, and Tsarnaev was just a follower who idolized him and was intimidated by him. They implore jurors to keep an open mind about sentencing and whether Tsarnaev deserves the death penalty. Prosecutors, however, told jurors it doesn't matter what role each brother played. As long as they were partners, they're both accountable. Tovia Smith, NPR News, at the federal court in Boston.
According to the uncle of Michael Brown, the unarmed black teen shot to death by police in Ferguson, Missouri last year, a Justice Department decision not to charge the officer is deflating. St. Louis County grand jury has already decided not to file state charges, and now federal officials have come to a similar conclusion. Whoever knew sharply worded Justice Department report is accusing the police department there of subjecting blacks to disproportionate levels of excessive force and traffic stops. It released its report today. Justice also put forth more than two dozen recommendations aimed at improving the city's police department. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a case challenging the subsidies that millions of people rely on to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. NPR Scott Horsley reports the White House remains confident the law is on its side.
President Obama got a briefing on the oral arguments in which the administration defended the subsidies used to help people buy health insurance through the federal exchange. Opponents argue subsidies are only allowed in states with their own exchanges. White House spokesman Josh Earnest insists that's a distorted reading of the law that would carry disastrous consequences.
We would see millions of people lose their health insurance. Prices would likely go through the roof. And there's not a whole lot, frankly, that the government could do about it other than Congress passing legislation to fix it.
Congress could resolve the controversy by changing just four words in the law, but Earnest suggests that's unlikely in the current political environment. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Federal Reserve has released its latest snapshot of U.S. economic growth. The Fed in its most recent Beige Book report saying the economy appears to have been growing at a modest pace through mid-February. Fed reports in six of its 12 regions there were signs of expansion. The Fed says consumer spending was up in most districts. A down session on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 106 points to end the session at 18,096. The Nasdaq lost 12 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 9 points today. You're listening to NPR News. The Republican-controlled Senate today has failed to override President Obama's veto of a bill approving the Keystone XL pipeline. The 63-37 vote, the latest chapter in the fight between the GOP-led Congress and the White House over approval of the energy project. Marks the first of many possible veto showdowns to come in the president's final term. Proponents of the Keystone Project have admitted to not having the votes to override a presidential veto. Proposed $8 billion pipeline would carry oil from Canada's tar sands to oil refineries along the U.S. Gulf Coast. Fast food giant McDonald's is announcing it will begin sourcing chickens raised without antibiotics that are important to human medicine. And as NPR's Allison Arby reports, several McDonald's competitors have made similar commitments.
Over the next 2 years, McDonald's says its U.S. restaurants will transition to the new antibiotics policy. This does not mean the chicken McDonald's serves will be completely antibiotic-free. The plan allows the continued use of ionophores, a type of antibiotic that's not used to treat people. McDonald's says it's aware that its customers' expectations are changing. Competitors such as Chick-fil-A and Panera have been moving towards antibiotic-free meat also. And poultry giant Purdue announced last year it would stop using antibiotics in chick hatcheries. The extent to which antibiotic resistance in animal agriculture contributes to human infection is not well known, but the FDA has been pushing meat producers to reduce antibiotic use to minimize the risk. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. The price of oil up $1.01 a barrel to close at $51.53 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.